Hello, everybody, and welcome to Part of Me Podcast, created and hosted by me, Jamie Reynolds, where I will be providing techniques and guidance on starting, maintaining, and measuring your plan to fulfill those desired goals in your life. If you are ready to start achieving your goals, join me every Sunday and stay tuned to the end of this episode. Make sure you visit my webpage for free printables. Now, let's get to work. Welcome back. No, for real. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome back. I'm in such good spirits today. I hope this energy is transmitting through this microphone. It's on the other side of the microphone. I genuinely do. I hope it's transmitting today. It was raining this morning and the sun is out and we are not expecting any more rain today. This is some good stuff here. But really, my baby girl is on spring break and she has such wonderful, wonderful aunties and her grandmothers and all these things. And so my baby is enjoying her spring break, not with mommy. How can I ask for more? How can I ask for more? But she is living her best life for her spring break. And in return, mommy's gonna do the same thing. So that's where all of this glitter, gold, and brightness is coming from. And I'm gonna be real, I told this to my husband the other day. I was like, you know, 2 days is I'm usually good with. It's like I'm able to get my rejuvenation in 2 days. And after those 2 days, I start missing her. I'll like call her on FaceTime and everything. I'm like, hey, hon, how are you doing? But it's necessary. It's needed for me to recharge and for me to pour into myself, right? Because that is a goal of mine. And that should really be something that you're integrating into your goals as well, especially mommies, caregivers. Integrate that into your goals, that you set aside time for yourself, for you to recharge, for you to pour into yourself, for you to give yourself attention. It's time to spoil yourself. It's time for you to give yourself all of those things back, because pouring from empty cup is just not realistic. It's not ideal. And if we look into the science of it, what are you pouring? There's nothing for you to pour. So make sure you always take that time and find that time for you to recharge. Now, last week we talked about spring cleaning and we wasn't using it metaphorically. We were talking about literally cleaning out our spaces, getting rid of things, putting things away, transitioning the seasons, and just not like harboring all of those things, just harboring that junk. Right? Because I feel as though physical cleaning and physical cleansing of your home transitions into mental cleansing and mental cleaning of your own body and your own mental spaces. And so now this week, we are setting into a topic of part of me getting a hobby. Now, if you are like me, it's kind of hard and challenging for you to integrate your hobby into your daily life. Because you start to look at your hobby as a job. You start to look, it's like, oh, I have to find time for this. When will I have time for this? You start to kind of put all of those things in there and it kind of flusters you a little bit. And then you're just like, you know what? I'm not even going to do the hobby. But the intent of a hobby is, yes, it can. It can, depending on your hobby, like if it's like wood shop or if it's like gardening, something that requires more so gardening, because I feel as though that you're not on your own timeline with it, but something that requires actual attention and being attentive to what you're doing. I completely get that, right? However, your hobby is supposed to be something that brings you joy, that brings you fun, that brings you an escape from whatever your daily routine and life looks like. It's something that it's not an obligation. It should not feel like an obligation. It should feel like a release. It should feel like when you're doing it, you are releasing any and everything and you're in your own space. Now, another challenge of having a hobby is first identifying what that hobby is. And so again, if you're like me, raising my hand here, I start to think about all these different things that I want to do. Right. And sometimes a hobby is not introducing something new. Sometimes a hobby is bringing something back into your life. And meaning, let's just say you used to enjoy reading. You always found pleasure in reading certain genres of book. You found it as being relaxing and releasing. And mind you, all hobbies are not necessarily relaxing. They invoke different type of feelings. Like example, if you are an enthusiast and your hobby is that kind of person that just enjoys trying new things, like trying new things that pumps your adrenaline, because that is a thing, right? But essentially, you can bring back that stuff, the things that you really used to enjoy, and understand that you 9 times out of 10 didn't stop doing it because you lost interest in it. You likely stopped doing it because you no longer found the time for it. You put something different into that time space. So you just kind of lost it, and then you just never got back to it because you could never find the time to do it. So if you're in that limbo space or that in-between space of knowing you want to reintegrate having a hobby into how your routine and how your day goes, and that is a big goal for you, I'm gonna give you some tidbits on how you can kind of narrow that down. So first things first, as I mentioned before, a hobby doesn't have to be something that's brand spanking new. It could be something that's pre-existing that just needs to be reintegrated or reignited. Two, figure out what your hobby is going to be feeding into. That helps narrow down. So, is it feeding into your health? Is it feeding into your finances? Is it feeding into knowledge? Because that's going to play a factor in exactly what you're going to identify as your hobby. Now, disclaimer, your hobby can make you money. You didn't hear it here first. You didn't. Your hobby can make you money. However, when going into your hobby, try not to make that the intent, because that can very quickly spin and turn into you feeling like your hobby is now a job, and you can lose satisfaction and thrill out of even doing your hobby because you're approaching it with the wrong intent. Now, once you identify the area of life or what your hobby is feeding into, now you want to look into what do you enjoy doing. Now, I do want to pause here for a bit, because if you're someone like me, and I talk to a whole population, however, I also understand certain tendencies and characteristics, and I can relate it back to me. So I do want to say this disclaimer really quickly is, yes, you want to have a hobby of doing something that you enjoy, but I know the thing that I just said before that was, what is your hobby feeding into? I understand how you can get caught up on that, because I know I did. Trying to figure out what exactly will my hobby feed into. And this is what I want to tell you. You have your goals. You have your goals of what you're working towards. You have your steps outlined for your goals. To help narrow it down, just for a moment and stick with me, try to isolate your goals from your hobbies just for a second. And this is why I say that, because if you're anything like me, this is where it comes back to it being time bound, because you're going to start looking at it as like, if I do this hobby, then can this in some way, shape, or form be in the form of a goal? Yes, it can be. However, the danger in that is all goals are not comfortable. And meaning that all goals may not stimulate the feeling of relaxation or the feeling of enjoyment. Some goals are just uncomfortable goals, and some goals have to happen because of situation or whatever that looks like. So let's just say I enjoy drawing, and hint, hint, I genuinely do enjoy drawing. That was a big thing I used to love doing, and which is going to be a hobby of mine again. However, let's just say I enjoy drawing, right? And from that enjoyment or from that thought of reigniting that as a hobby, I think about, this can be a business idea. I can eventually sell my drawings. I can do, right? And I start pushing it into the space of a goal. I'm not saying that both of those things can't coexist, but what I'm saying is that if you're someone like me, when I put a goal next to it, sometimes it I just kind of like, because now I'm making a commitment. I'll give an example to kind of clear it up. So let's just say I enjoy drawing, and I decide to join this drawing group. And one of the requirements of the drawing group is that each person a part of the group needs to submit, let's just say, 3 pictures or painting a month, right? In the very beginning, I'm like, you know what? This allows me to be accountable to my hobby. And some people are for that. However, I am not. Because if that day I just don't feel like doing it, I do not want to feel obligated to have to do what is supposed to bring me joy and bring me peace and not feel the pressure of having to be done. So what happens is you may stick it out with that drawing group for, let's say, the first 2 months, but by month number three, you're like, this is now becoming a job. Like, now I have to do this and it's no longer fun for me anymore because it's now associated with an obligation. Now, I don't want anyone to spin this in the way of saying, well, yes, you should have an obligation to yourself and to your happiness. Absolutely, you should. But it's not fun or fair to say that you have to be obligated then to someone else's requirement or standard of whatever brings you joy or happiness. So I always say caution yourself when you have a hobby that you enjoy. And then there's other people that enjoy the hobby, but caution yourself joining something that has requirements and commitments and has like a time sensitive kind of due date to whatever you're doing, only because sometimes it can become overwhelming and it takes the fun away from why you're doing it. Now, on the contrary to something that you enjoy doing, it can also be something that you're interested in doing, something that you want to learn, something that you want to try. Because again, if you're not doing a pre-existing hobby and you are going to introduce a new hobby to yourself, that's completely fine. But go into it without looking at it in the form of I'm committing. Right? Look at it as I'm experimenting. So try to change those words around, because I feel as though that we lean away from trying new things because you feel as though that you have to form some type of commitment. No, you're experimenting. You're figuring out what you like, what you enjoy. If you don't like it, I ain't like it, but I tried it. Right? So having a hobby is beneficial. And I advise everyone to look into it and pursue it. There has been numerous amount of studies that actually dove into and essentially associated with the idea of, or really, I guess, the theory essentially of what does having a hobby do for you mentally, physically, your health? What does it do for you? And it has been found to minimize feelings of depression and increase life satisfaction and just feeling happier, right? It has shown the outcome of that happening. And if you're not a person like, I don't believe in those studies, I don't care how many empirical articles, I don't care how many types of tests you did, try it yourself. Try it yourself. And this is what I will say, if you are doing something and you're like, oh, this is my hobby and it's not bringing you joy and you're saying, proven hobbies don't work. Well, maybe it's because the hobby that you're doing is not something you're truly enjoying. Again, know the difference between committing and experimenting. And you can also outgrow your childhood hobbies or the childhood things you were into, right? You might have used to love dancing. I used to dance, right? I still enjoy it. However, it doesn't mean that I necessarily want to join a dance group, right? So that might not be something that I still desire to have as my hobby or the thing that actually brings me fulfillment and joy. However, I may still enjoy drawing, of which I do, right? So don't count out the potential of bringing something back that's pre-existing. Don't count out the fact of experimenting with something new. And don't count out the fact because you no longer enjoy something that you can't have a hobby. There's numerous of things out there. And I declare, I feel as though that we make up and create new hobbies, new areas of interest every day. And that's okay, because it's your prerogative. It's what you're interested in. It's not about what other people think about it or whatever. It's your interest and it should bring you joy and should bring you fulfillment. Okay. So that's what we have for this. I'm like beaming behind the mic right now. Can anyone feel this? I'm pushing all of this, this positive energy your way. But as always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Get outside today. If it's nice weather, I hope so. Get outside, go for a walk, clear your head. And if it's difficult for you to find a hobby or whatever the case is, just go and experiment and see what you like. You guys are so awesome. I appreciate your commitment to me and my commitment to you. And thank you so, so much for being part of me.